Hey, this is top tier right here, man. It's taking me back. Woo! Peace.
Moms used to. This is what moms used to bump when she was taking me to my.
Mama used to play this
when I was RPC and shit. Yo. Top tier breakup record too.
And this is what she played when you got RPC.
Yeah, this is middle school. This was like 99.
Definitely would have started domestic violence.
I wasn't on this.
She's not 99.
She's 99. 98, 99.
No, it's not.
When was it?
Destiny's Child's second album did not come out in 98, 99.
Yeah, I was in, yeah. Google it.
This is the Views from the 7 podcast.
Call me and somebody turned me into a woman beater.
What?
Like, mama, you gonna take me? I just got RPC. This is what you wanna play?
No, it was just Destiny's Child.
What made you mad at all women?
Destiny's Child was the sound back then.
I feel you.
Shout out to Maya.
No, he don't know what year it came out is. If he was RPC, niggas know. Yeah, they was getting in trouble.
I get so like that. So
hey, shout out to Pops, man. Pops was bumping this too. Remember this, man?
Pops was playing. Hey, ladies,
why? Come on, man. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. Hey, what was she saying at the end? What she saying, like, you acting.
Everybody thought she was saying you acting gay, but I don't think that's what she was saying.
Y'all remember this? Come on, man.
This is the one.
What?
This is the one. I did. Oh, God, I thought that my whole life. I thought she was saying you acting gay.
You acting kind of shady?
No, at the end. Oh God, that's what I thought she was saying.
You don't remember that?
Like, you scared to say my name, you acting gay. That's what I thought.
Go to it.
Like, I don't know the parts.
It's at the end.
Go to it. Just...
No, hold up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Where you get gay from?
Wait.
It's just an ad lib, bro. That's all it is. It's just an ad lib.
Listen, I'm telling
come
you.
Come on, man. I know I ain't tripping. See, y'all got me here feeling bad. That's why I didn't want to say it. Shout out to Skitty, but quarterback that.
I used to say it all the time. That's what I thought they said. I just stopped thinking that probably like 4 years ago.
I just want to hear what they say this.
I think I skipped it.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Right here. Is it right here?
Oh, no, I skipped it. No, fuck that, man. We run it back. You remember in the video they do that shit and bump it?
I think I skipped it, man.
It's the bridge. Right here. See?
Yeah.
Skinny said, I don't care what said to me for like 12 years.
I thought he said, hey, well, look, Mark Morrison, I thought he was saying some other shit, so.
Hey, look, players fuck up. That's what we thought.
My God. I thought he was saying, what?
Y'all didn't think that?
A man?
No. She do like an extra, like a, it's not yay. It's not yay. Yeah, like a, or some shit.
Boy, that,
no, it's
that,
not.
You sound like you're doing something else. What the fuck?
No, it's like, you know,
you chug over apple seed.
Because it's not no, because it ain't. It ain't like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like something weird.
What'd he say? He did what?
They
did
like a yaki yaki or something like that.
Hey, what? Shout out to the ladies. They gotta take that one home. peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. This you got Spitz. I'm joined with my homeboy Ivan.
What's good?
I can't breathe at all.
See, we on today, cool.
Is that what that show said?
What's coming?
Did the show say I can't breathe?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
body said it too. No, I'm just like,
oh God, you know what's coming. Make sure you got you one to suffocate each other.
Coming from everywhere. Okay.
I can't breathe at all.
I know we on today.
Cool. Chris started that, man.
Cool. I know we on
today. T-shirt brutality.
Oh my God. Keep it up. Come on.
I'm just playing.
Keep putting bullets in that gun, baby. Skinny. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft bottom Pumas on.
Hey, man.
And we got a very, very special guest, man. There is nothing I can say. Man, I can describe this brother right here. High commodity in these streets. And absolutely. God damn it, look. There's a lot of people that come up in here with selling shit. Shout out to everybody.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Nah.
A lot of that shit be mid. But, you know, out of love, we do, you know what I mean? We do it because you show love to your people. Right. Even when you're lying. You show love. Look at him. Look, he's stuck. You show love to your people, man. And when it's bad, you double up the love. You say it's super dope. No, but this brother right here, man, we actually tasted this shit, man. And God damn it, let me tell you something. Grandma, you're fired.
You're fired, Grandma.
You're fired.
All
right, man. We got some new boy. This holiday. Talk to him, Ivan. I talked to him because they gonna tell me I'm bullshit.
Nah, the cookies was good. I'm mad we didn't get to open the rest of it, but
it's coming. It's coming. Well, without further fucking ado, let me tell you something, bro. This brother can get down. Get down on the cooking side of the game. But the floor is yours, man. I'm rolling out the red carpet, man. The floor is yours.
Let the people know who you is.
Oh, okay. Well, greetings and salutations. You know, you hear people say your name. But I'm Mr. Grad Jeremy. I'm Mr. Grad Jeremy. Thank you kindly for having me. So let's go ahead and shoot the shit.
Ooh,
we got the drink here. We got the vodka tonic. And just so y'all know, too, what he's talking about is the sweet potato pie cookies. So it's a sugar cookie with a dollop of sweet potato pie batter. That fresh, smooth, creamy.
Oh, I miss sweet potato pie cookies.
Man, look here. Top, I only have one. Elite.
So I won't be the only nigga with a t-shirt that's smothering next week. Cause I only had one cookie.
Boy, them motherfuckers is elite, bro. E fucking elite.
Thank you. Now, you're not putting extras on it because it's bad, right?
No extras. E fucking elite.
Thank you.
Cookies were good. Yeah.
Where we going, man? Where we start, man? I missed you, brothers. Man, I ain't seen you, brothers, in so long. Why you always coming here with your sweats tucked in?
Seen
your
you
socks?
Sunday, man.
What Sunday? But I still be missing y'all. I can't miss y'all.
I don't think it's tucked into the socks.
It's just rough out here, man.
What bad?
You know, I had to do man work today.
Talk to us about this man work.
Got the fingernails dirty?
Yeah, I almost changed the tire.
Almost. You was right there?
Yeah.
Then this heat.
I drove that mud into the rim fucked up, probably. I just said, I'm not touching this. I'm not changing no tire, so I just roll real slow. The whole tire tore up now, though.
Why you ain't just change the tire?
No. I thought about it, though.
Why you getting them fingernails dirty?
That's exactly what my thoughts, too.
Mr. I can't breathe.
My fingernails dirty?
What's up, fam?
What's going on,
I missed you, man. What's going on?
This what you doing today?
What?
It's all right, man. You already being canceled and shit, so I'm going to leave you alone.
Oh, man. Shout out to everybody, man. I love everybody. Fuck it. If y'all don't got nothing.
Oh, the weekend?
Nah, I'm getting straight right into it.
Did you take a sip and then grab a piece of ice?
I know. I didn't try to. Just kind of
and was shooting yourself in the ice, wasn't he?
What's the word, Beyonce? You said Beyonce did?
Yeah.
They kind of did that. Okay. Let me
So, us single.
Yes.
Orientation. Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Look, look. Look, look, look,
he caught him on. I hear the only one. Okay, so I'm not going around today. Okay, fuck it.
Got him.
I like what I like when I like it.
I feel it. Okay, so shout out to back, man. Us heterosexual men, mm-hmm. right? We love to think we know everything about everything. I've been a connoisseur of the finger.
Mm. Of the finger.
You feel me? There we go. We on it.
The panic button.
Where it go? Snake. Look. There it go.
He didn't even give us 15 minutes. He didn't even warm up to it.
God damn.
So at least you took the knuckle first, brother. You just go straight to it, huh?
So, enough.
Is this how you felt when you took it?
Oh, my. No. Dude, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm just breathe. Bite the pillow. Spit it out. Shit. Yeah. Use your words.
Oh, I see the type of show we got today.
So, in the gay community, mm-hmm. what makes a man gay? Is it his moves? Is it his choices? So in the heterosexual community, I took a little bit of the finger. Relax. A little bit of the finger.
You took the whole finger.
I took a little bit.
Did she push the button?
Past the knuckles, dick.
Did she push? She pushed the button. Did she push the button?
I took a little bit.
Did she push
the?
I took a little bit of the finger.
Did she push the button?
I took a little bit of the finger, but that don't make me gay. I didn't feel gay.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Are you trying to convince us?
That was my question, because I didn't know.
I'm not saying you are.
No.
Nigga looked at me and said, right?
What I'm saying is, in the heterosexual community, they'll look at that. Or, you know, my man's right here. Shout out to my man's. You know, we.
Gay.
Just saying, bro.
Man, what the fuck?
Don't wait till they
come
at me.
No, say that's what a heterosexual man will say.
Yeah, like, you know, we like to get
anything that another man do, you like, oh, that's gay. That's gay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We like to get our ass ate a little bit, you know.
Fact. This is a fact.
The sound he made.
Look, I can't even get it out, man. Fuck you niggas, man. No, so you know we
is getting fingered and getting your ass ate gay, is that what you're asking?
Would those moves be considered gay in the gay community?
No. Gay is a lifestyle, first of all. So if you have like an attraction towards men, it's a way of life, I feel. So just because you enjoy a piece of sex doesn't mean that's gay. I mean, it's about the lifestyle that you live. Women that sleep with women or just when they have a threesome,
shout
just
out,
because they look a cootie cat, don't mean that they're gay. They just enjoyed that art or that moment.
Amazing
and
art.
That's what it was.
What? Okay. Mm-hmm. So certain acts, I see. I feel like, okay, you can get away with, but like something as far as like pegging.
As far as what?
Pegging.
That's why.
Pegging seems like it's borderline.
Pegging, define that, baby.
Well, like
I
when
might
they,
call
it
something else.
Where they stick an inanimate object in a man's. Like even if I'm a. I'm considering myself
a
heterosexual.
So if a woman is wearing a strap on.
Oh, okay, then that. Hold on. That. It used to went from a finger and a tongue
exactly.
to a toy.
Exactly.
Like, those are different things. However, but I just tell men this. At the end of the day, you still have a gland in your anus, okay? So it's a gland that can't be reached outside of some type of penetration. So in this, it would climax you greater than nothing from your dick. Y'all curse on here, right?
Absolutely. Okay.
So therefore, once that peak is hit, like that's a exhortation that...
What is the point?
Because you're the only one that got this experience.
What's this?
Exhortation.
Don't do that to that word.
That's a 9.7 on the TI scale.
That was a big one.
But at any given rate, you know, when you're ready to climax, it's going to help you climax greater. Even between when they're sucking your dick and they T-balling you or whatever, you know, the gap between your crack and your balls, that's a pressure point.
T-ball.
So even if they're pushing, I'm sorry, even if they're pushing that in, that gland is still right there. So it's another, y'all ain't had good sex yet. What y'all been doing?
I've been trying to tell him, man. Wait,
what's the T-ball? I know the T-bag is. What's the T-ball?
What did I say?
You said T-ball.
Oh, I meant T-bag. I'm sorry.
Okay.
T-bag. Sorry, yes.
I'm trying to learn, brother. I didn't know if it was some new shit out there that I wasn't. Okay.
But so, anyway, Gatum is a lifestyle that you live, and you're yearning after a man, or you know, after that same sex and all that stuff. If you're not doing that and you still have a woman that's finessing you and that's doing that, now if you're thinking of a man doing it, now you know those are different things. But even I feel like when it comes to Gatum, I'm just gonna sum this up. If you had an experience back in college, like say a dude suck your dick, I don't feel like that makes somebody gay. If you continuously have men suck your dick, now that's a total different story. Mm. You experiment different things every now and then, and hey, it is what it is. Or even every now and then, you may have it. It's still a lifestyle, is what I feel. All
right. So you wouldn't classify a man that occasionally, maybe once a year, maybe once every 6 months. I
couldn't say that. No, because you're now deeming a whole entire lifestyle on someone that still yearns for this.
So what would you call a man?
That's why I said, even when you asked me at the beginning, I'm not big on titles.
Okay. Mm.
So therefore, I can't claim a whole lifestyle over me. And that, I think, comes from my religious background and all that stuff growing up in church. Okay. Titles are very powerful. I can't, even though I represent gay and all that stuff, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm ashamed of myself, but I still like women, so I can't denounce a whole woman.
You dip in and out.
Best of both.
He said he liked what he liked when he liked it.
The women that know that I still was in a relationship, like me and all that stuff, my women followers, we just talked about this on my rant, so they still yearn for me. Jeremy, you so sexy. I do this, that. A woman came up to me in a club. I was dancing. Her first, a black woman, this was shocked me, and I had it as a conversation. She said, I love bisexual men.
And
I looked at her and I said, well, I didn't even say I was bisexual, but for her to just come off to me and say that.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard a woman say that before.
Because they typically don't.
They don't, but with me, they do something different. Lip drinking.
Ooh!
Mr. Grand Jeremy, if you don't know, Google.
Talk your shit! God damn!
Oh, shit.
And I still do what I do. You know, I'm still feminine in my ways, but I'm still a man at the end of the day, you know? So, and I recognize that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
At least you made it both ways. Like when you spoke on just a woman just getting her pussy ate, you made it like vice versa to men. I don't think nobody, like when you hear about it, it's like, a man do this, exactly.
Even with women, it's a double standard. They can get their pussy ate by a woman all day long, but let a man get his dick sucked. Oh, you gay. But you just did this. But it's okay for you. So it's a double standard as well as with men and women, you know, and they have notches on the belt, all that stuff. It's just one of those.
Since you don't identify with the specific title, how tapped into you are to the community itself?
I would say this. I don't play with people's feelings. So I would say at the end of the day, I still will push for a man first. But it would take the right woman to like get me, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But granted, I could still fuck a woman. Don't get me wrong. But as far as being in a relationship is a different thing.
What's the difference?
I can yearn for a man, but I don't necessarily yearn for a woman.
So with a woman, it would be more of an emotional thing?
Correct. It would be about the person. So that's kind of how I am. It's about the person. However, a male will be more attractive to me because that's like in the forefront. Like I have a whole stature of what I'm looking at and all that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Got questions.
Okay, so that being the case.
Talk your shit, man.
I'm asking.
Oh,
question. Go ahead. I got answers, baby. Tickle.
With that being the case, how secure could a woman be in a relationship with you, knowing that at the end of the day, he's still not necessarily attracted to me physically?
I didn't say I wasn't attracted. I will still be attracted to them.
I'm not his preference.
But that's going to be their own security that they have to deal with. So therefore, it's going to take a strong woman to deal with me.
Okay.
So that's not going to be my insecurities. That's going to be on her. But when I'm with someone, I'm going to make them know that I'm with you.
Okay.
So we was talking to this brother, man. Shout out to the Drunken Knights, man. We was talking to this brother before we started recording, right? And he was saying the difference. He was a gay male as well. And he was saying the difference between males getting at women and males getting at other males is they don't have to sweeten shit up necessarily.
Yeah.
So you know how When we getting at a chick, we kind of gotta finesse a little bit. Yeah. Chicks love the truth, but they, you know, you gotta finesse that jump.
Absolutely.
With dudes, he was just kind of like, "I see you, you see me. Let's what's happening?" Do you navigate like that, or is it?
Well, clearly he wasn't talking about me. You gotta finesse me. I'm not grand for a reason.
I heard that.
I'm not grand for no reason. So therefore, you got to do something to me. You got to court me. I'm still old school and traditional, all that type of stuff. So yes, especially a man to man. What the hell you bring to the table? Not just a plate. You understand? Because the table is spread. Old taste and see. However, what you bring into it? Because I can prepare my own goddamn table.
What do what does someone have to? What does some?
He talking this shit. Hey,
I hear it, man. This is the book of God.
Goddamn, bear, I love it.
Boy, we in the book of Grand Jeremy right now. Goddamn it!
Now, as you were finished.
What does someone have to bring to the table for them to court you?
Well, first of all, as we said, security. You have to be secure in your own skin, because when you date someone that is popular already, you have to be secure in that, because I don't want you to have to question this and that and the third. You understand?
Yeah.
And then stability is key, because I'm stable in my own right. So I'm always, what can you add? Because I'm all about reciprocity, don't get me wrong, but still, what can you add to better me? Because I can better you. So I'm already looking at that. So like, I even just driving down the street and I see somebody walking, that's fine. I'm like, Jeremy, they walking. So in my head, I got to get that out. No shade.
No, that's real.
Because if I'm already driving a Lexus and you walk and catching the cat bus, what the hell called a cat bus no more, the paratransit.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do?
But if you already got a car, you can come scoop me, boo.
The fuck I would.
Boo?
I'm not Build-A-Bear. That's the thing. I learned you can't pair in a relationship, and I'm not Build-A-Bear, honey. If you're not established already in your own right, shit. I'm not here to help you.
What if you call me on a bad day, though?
Well, I'll catch you next
time. Okay, so. That shit is.
I'm going to write about it.
That shit is fucking amazing. Look, so. When it comes to relationships in general, right, as men, we are kind of taught and raised to be strong. I'm not even gonna say taught. We are. We gotta be established. We have to be strong. We have to make money. We have to be able to provide. Can you be accepting of someone who wants to be that, but don't know how?
Been there, done that. No. And I'm grateful for what I was in, but then that's when I realized certain things about. And that's when I realized certain things about what I will and won't do for my next relationship. I can. The thing that I do, I can want more for you than you want for yourself, and then that's going to irritate me. And then that's when you begin parenting your relationship. So therefore, that's when I know I can go into therapy and all that. Yeah. I can't parent my relationship, because now I'm going to treat you like my child, and I need to claim you on my taxes. You understand?
Damn.
So, with that said, I know this day or next time I cannot do that. So, therefore, you have to have it together, because if I'm going to respect you as my head and as my leader, you're going to have to lead me. And I'm going to have to feel confident in your leadership.
So will you be looking for a leader, though? Like, if you already established, are you just looking for just somebody that's just as established as you? Like, you just got to be a great partner. Are you looking for somebody that's going to lead you if...
Mentally, you are already strong.
All day,
though, I don't want to be lost in my relationship. So yes,
okay.
I want to submit, but you have to be worthy of submission.
How do you? Now I hear a lot of women say this, right? I hear a lot of women say this, but it sounds good. But a lot of people don't know how to take those hats off. So they say, "I got to be strong in the world, and I want to come home and be submissive." But they can't take that hat off. They're always...
Some can't take that hat off. Some.
So.
I can only speak for me. I can't speak for everybody. But still, even however busy I can be all day long, and I keep a busy schedule, but I can still make sure that I come home, and I can still cook and clean and even massage your feet. Like, those are things that I will still make sure that I do, because I respect you as such.
Yeah.
But if I'm still got to do all this and I still got to take the trash out and do da, 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 and you just sitting on the couch, you know, or watching a movie, I got a problem with that. So those are the things to where now I can't feel worthy of submitting to you or respecting you as my lead when I'm doing all the leadership. I'm doing all the shit. So why am I supposed to bow down and respect you as this authoritative figure when you're not really leading me or heading me? Yes, it's a difference between a man being a man, but that's just because you have testicles in a shaponka.
a lot of the terminology, a lot of the tropes that I'm hearing you say are typically it's terminology we associate with women. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, looking for a leader and being submissive and things like that. So when you look for your potential partners, are you looking for more masculine presenting men? Yeah. Or okay, so another man that you feel like is more feminine presenting, he wouldn't.
Yeah, no, we're not bumping pussies. Okay. Did I answer that?
You answered it. Yeah, okay. You answered the shit out of that.
So
I'm not a lesbian.
So what if? So what if you run into a great partner, but they don't want to lead or they don't know how to lead? You wouldn't take. You say you're not into. You're not. You say titles are powerful. A leader is a title. So what if you run into what if you run into someone that is a great partner, a great person, but they won't or can't lead?
It's really a case by I feel with that it's a case by case scenario, I feel. But at the end of the day, you have your ideal and what you're looking for, and that's you know, my idea.
Yeah.
Does it have to come from a male? Like, could you date a stud?
No.
I swear that was going
to
be one of my
questions. There are some that want to actually even do me with a strap on. They do. And I'm like, no, wait, I just can't.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one time? I missed it.
They want to do me with a strap on.
The studs.
Yes.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just out here. You just out here getting everything around there.
Hot fucking commodity. Nigga. Options. Caitlyn Jenner, who, nigga?
I got a lot of options out here. I do. But I don't necessarily jump on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, but my thing is still, it's a connection. I'm not out here trying to give soul ties to everybody.
It's a fact.
So, but honestly, I can't do that because I do like women and I do like men, but it's got to be one or the other. You can't be in the middle of that. Or, you know. And that's just my truth.
So.
Fuck.
God damn, man.
Talk about, oh, man.
Do you identify as a bottom?
Well, you know the times.
Yes, a lot of wheels turn in the room.
So
I'm educated, though. You know what I mean?
So with you say they got to be a leader. Is this mental, or does this mean financially too? Financially, you have to have more than me, or is it?
It's not about having more than. I'm not trying to look at your bank account and all that stuff. I'm not a gold digger. I'm not that. I'm not. I can get a sugar daddy. That's not a problem. But it's just about what can you.
What is going on?
Nigga.
Nigga, let me.
Yo, pause.
I just like the way you just sliding shit up in there. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? We used to humble brags in this motherfucker. He threw that motherfucker just.
But it's about what do you want. I mean, you know, I've lived a good life. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
As far as experiencing different things, and I always take an experience as a lesson learned. So I don't regret any shit that I've done. However, I've learned from it, you know, with being with married people, all that different things, you know. But it's just about, at the end of the day, what is that? How is that benefiting you? Going to therapy and stuff like that. You know, you have to get to the root of the issue and stuff like that. So I realize being someone second isn't always great, or, you know, the whiff and what's in it for me. You understand? Mm. So it is different barriers of that. But when I was younger, it was totally different from me being older now. Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, are you over there thinking, hush?
Look, he is.
Because I already know where he's going with
it. Why he thinking? I got to ask you, because the one thing I'm high-key jealous of when it comes to gay dudes.
I didn't think we was gonna get here.
Because
again,
I can all define women that want to hang.
God
with me.
Damn, bingo! Now let me. I got. Let me
a
ask
lot
you.
Of men are jealous.
Let me ask you. How many of those women do you have nudes of? And how many of them are married?
Whoa.
Wait, do I have nudes of them? I mean, they just don't send me nudes. Like, if they're trying on stuff and stuff like that, but. And for the record, I don't look, and my friend girls that know this, they know I'm not, whenever they dress in front of me, and I'm not looking at them in a sensual way. So I don't want any women, for the record, to think that either.
That's a fact.
That, you know, oh, yeah. Well, I thought he was, or I thought he was gay, but now he's looking at me. It's not like that, because trust me, if I wanted you, I would have.
See, there go.
Straight shooter, man.
Look. But because I respect, my thing is I respect women, and because I was raised around all women my life, so that's when I'm like, I know what women want, so I also know what they yearn for, and I think that that is a plus in my book as well, and that's just on GP, you understand? Yeah.
So how many nudes you got?
Enough.
What's your name? So they just come through freely, like, I think I'm getting fat right now, what you think?
Yeah.
And it's a whole nude, huh?
It's wrong.
I just bought some new lingerie.
Or I got a new body, or, you know.
Or I got a new body.
What you think. Yeah. So I see war wounds, and I see them when they're made up. I see all that. But also, when I see that, I would tell them, hey, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But again, I'm about realness. Everybody know I keep a real 100, like human hair with all the edges. So I'm going to tell you how it is. Or, no, you don't need this. Yes, you do need that. So women know I keep it real with them. No, you need to wear a bra with that. And your titties are sagging. Yeah. You know, so I'm a straight shooter all across the board with men and women.
Do women, and I'm not generalizing you. Now I'm speaking in, well, not generalizing you, but I'm asking in totality. Do women treat the gay guy in their circle as the secret holder?
Not as a secret holder, I would say sometimes as just a who can I run to, just far as, you know, even because they want to understand the man and stuff like that. You know, well, maybe did I say this wrong? So it's a confidant, I feel. I don't feel like it's using. Sometimes it comes using when they be like, well, I'm dating this man. I think he may be gay. Can you come around? Those are the problems that I have. Or they send me pictures of y'all, you know, thinking, well, have you talked to him?
Oh, that's, you get the dick shit pics?
I don't like. No, not the dick. Not about the face.
Oh, okay.
I do get y'all.
Wait, they ask if you
fuck. That's wild.
Very much so.
That makes sense.
Not just if I fucked them, but just because not like I'm a hoe or anything like
that. That makes sense.
Have you seen them? Have you heard anything? Stuff like that.
Do that happen often? Were you like, yeah, I've seen that.
Well, no, because my thing is, first of all, I feel like it's still disrespectful. I get where women come from that. But also, if I had messed with a DL man, you know, it's still a bond that you have with them. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, a lot of women say, like, oh, I don't respect. And I heard some men say, I don't respect DL men. But I'm like, y'all have to understand, it's not easy for people to come out. You understand? Working in corporate America and stuff like that, or you have these, or you're a pastor and stuff like that. You know, I have my bishops and shit. It's not easy just to come out saying, I like what I like.
Right.
So therefore, you have to hide behind that.
Oh, this is spicy.
Yes, super. Sriracha.
Wow.
You said two interesting things that have stuck out to me. First, you said something about you mess with married men. Is that like that often?
Is it a thing?
Nah, I know it's a thing, but like, is that a current thing?
Well, I ain't gonna go tell you all my business.
But
what it is sometimes a lot of people like that because it's a chase, it's a thrill.
Okay.
As with anybody, a woman dating somebody married or a man dating somebody married, it's a thrill, it's a thrust that you get out of that. But again, you have to recognize, okay, what am I really gaining from this? What am I really doing?
Yeah.
So, once upon a time, I did do that, yes.
You said, like, you're not exposing the DL brothers. Is that like a code?
It is. I mean, that's, in a sense, the street code.
Yeah, like guy code, girl code. Like, it's like this is a code. I had a gay partner, and I was like, shit, we was all in Swift. Remember, we had Swift. Yeah. And I used to be like, go ahead and expose them if they get in that DM. And he was like, nah, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's cold. We don't do
that's
that. That's
crazy.
I'm like, okay.
Never mind, let me leave that alone. does it excite you to turn men out, like new men?
Absolutely. This is wild.
That's a big-ass question. It does not excite me, no. It can't turn out something that's already turned.
Woo, Jesus.
How when people say, oh, you're breaking up a happy home. Well, clearly it wasn't too happy if they came to me.
Right, but like, so say a man that's curious. Like, I've never been with a man, but I'm curious. And he chooses you to be his first. Is that, do you get like a thrill from that?
I mean, it makes you feel good, but I mean, it doesn't. Ain't changing nothing in my bank account either.
Speaking of that, because you are such a prominent figure in the community. Does it get lonely? When people try to get at you, and maybe it is for a thrill, or I want to get Grand Jeremy because he's, you know what I'm saying? He's a top-notch figure in the community.
Yeah.
Does it get lonely when you stop being able to read people based on their intentions?
Honestly, it does not. Because you can decipher what you want, you know, kind of how you decipher through the weeds. You know what's for you and what's not. I'm at an age now to where I know what I'm looking for. Every compliment, I mean, flattery is like chewing gum. If you swallow it, you may choke on it. So, therefore, it's about how you're going to really take it. I take compliments all day long. So, just because you say, oh, you got a fat ass, or oh, you're so handsome, or this, that, and the third.
That's okay, the compliment that's coming out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's what they be saying. You know, y'all men, y'all something else. So you just say, thank you kindly, and that's all you're getting. What am I supposed to do? I just said this on my rant yesterday. Two people want to send dick pictures, all that stuff. No, you got to sit on the tripod and send some videos and type of stuff. What is a picture going to do nowadays? Go ahead. Same high D.
So men just walk up to you and be like, damn, you got a fat ass?
I just asked that.
Yeah.
That's wild. In a masculine presenting
way.
That's
what I say with men. That's why I'm like, at the end of the day, men like ass. So to me, that's why I'm like, I don't really be quick to say that a man is gay just because all of a sudden they look at a man. And men sag all day long. Y'all wear these Superman
underwear
and all that
type of stuff. A straight man has walked up to you and said, damn, you got ass.
A man has walked up to me and said, yeah.
In media and, So
y'all act so shocked because now y'all all men. So ass is ass is what I say. So
No, brother.
You're sticking in. You don't know what you're sticking in.
I don't do anal, so that don't even.
Why don't you do anal?
I'm scared of that.
That they may shit on you?
The anus is the devil's playground is my philosophy.
Like you don't even.
Like you don't stick your woman's asses and stuff, no?
Wow.
I just got into the thumb.
That's Labyrinth right there, boy.
But why? Easy.
I'm just scared of Magic Johnson.
What? What do that have to do with anything?
I don't know. In my mind. Ever since Magic Johnson got AIDS and they was like, that's a gay disease, anal just been out for me.
So you been like this before you even started having sex?
Nigga.
What?
Anal's out for me. It's out.
Well, you crazy than a motherfucker.
It's a hard cap on my sexuality on certain stuff.
I think when he got it, you got to look at the times. I don't even know if he.
How old are you?
37.
You got to look at the times though. Like you don't know if he was necessarily doing whatever he was doing.
I don't think
but
he was.
Drugs was prevalent back then. You know
I don't,
what I mean?
I think he was because my aunt passed away from it unfortunately, and she wasn't. So I know she didn't get it from that, but
yeah.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, can't go to the bathroom 10 minutes after somebody else or you don't get AIDS. Guess what? I don't go to the bathroom. If you went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago or less than, I'm going to the bathroom.
Wait, when did that come? When did that happen?
You grew up in the 90s?
I didn't grow up with no sayings like that.
Northtown.
Oh, from here.
if you go to the bathroom, it gotta be at least 10 minutes or you can get AIDS. I remember all that. You
ain't get that from Magic Johnson.
No, I'm just saying that was in the 90s.
Who said that? In the 90s
back in New York and shit.
Before we knew what AIDS really was. Because Magic Johnson was the first time you really heard it in a wide.
Not really.
Who what did you hear about AIDS before Magic Johnson? And you was too, nigga, so don't even say that.
I'm just saying, I think Magic Johnson was the first one probably to bring it to mainstream, but
right.
the during the war on drugs era, when everybody was using needles and shit, it was very, very prevalent.
Was it just about sex?
Initially,
at all.
Initially, AIDS was considered a gay man's disease.
It was.
That was a myth.
That's true.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the early 90s. In the early 90s, yeah. It was like, oh, Magic Johnson got AIDS because he's gay.
That's 2021.
David. Yeah, but that's stuck. That one stuck on me.
Hey, man, look, he has to remind him of the year.
Hey, man, that booty hole changed your life.
The booty hole changed your life.
So you like getting your booty ate? You like tank?
I'm mad y'all both did it at the same time. What is wrong? What is going on?
Wait, so you get your booty ate.
What?
You don't.
Yeah. Well, talk to him, Ivan. Talk to him. Now. Talk to him.
He can breathe.
What?
Going up in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Talk to him, Ivan. Talk to him. God damn it. Right, talk to them. What? Nigga, talk, boy. Look, it didn't take me.
But after all the AIDS disease,
I thought the nigga whole belly left. He was like, you put it on
top his chin. Hey, man. And he can bust it open. He did the busted challenge better than the busted people.
First time I got my ass ate, I was like, ooh, I got to get my arch right.
So when y'all get your ass ate, how are y'all positioned? Because I actually just had this conversation with one of my female friends. So you're not doing doggy style.
You're
not going to arch your back. No.
You doing the doggy style?
Oh, so you're not going to arch your back. You're going to throw your legs back.
Though. Yeah, I'm throwing my legs back. You put them. I'm getting to the point now. Because I'm.
You're getting good at it now. I'm.
You know what I'm saying? I do my. I can do my leg presses. I do like four sets of like. I can do like four sets of 15, you know what I'm saying? So them they getting a little heavy, you know what I'm saying? They getting a little woo-hoo-hoo. So now I can put it behind her. I can put my legs like behind her neck and shit.
Oh, so then you lock her in.
Good, kind of sort of.
I know the position is, trust me.
I'm about to dive in.
That's crazy.
I'm not going.
Every time I've had it done, it was a different position. So
you was changing positions.
No, it was three different positions.
So you be getting your ass hit, but you don't eat ass.
No, not at all.
That's wild, man. That's damn near first.
Y'all need to interview him.
That's first. I get that out the way.
Suck, ball sucking your ass
hit. I never
you
asked.
You sound like a real bitch right now. I'm just trying to see. Anyone is back scratch. I just. hey, man. Yeah. Am I right about it?
Shit.
Oh, shit. City girl.
City boy. That's
Hey, man. Damn, yeah. You got yours hate from the back before?
No.
On all fours?
No.
What positions?
The first time I was on a table. The first time I was on a table.
On a park. Table?
On a table in the park. So I was like.
First time you got your ass at you on a table. In at the park.
Yeah. So I was like,
but were you clean?
She's a different type of nasty.
Oh shit.
Because me being a real MVP in a bottle, I mastermind cleaning my temple. So that's why I don't eat ass, first of all. Because I'm like, I cater to myself. I'm like tops and stuff. Men don't know, don't do.
Wait, so hold on, because
it's preparation.
I do hard labor. Ain't nothing going in there. But I want to be sure. How does a man properly clean his ass?
How do you clean yours?
I'm in the shower. With scrub, just a towel, spread.
And just wipe it up there?
Yeah, you get in the like shower, scrub, spread.
Mm-hmm.
See? Look at that face. Now he got me feeling like this is just for so all my heterosexual brothers out here walking around just dirty in the motherfucker. He said, you got heterosexual ass. Well, you got a heterosexual asshole.
Oh, my God.
Then y'all be hairy and all that. I don't want no hair about.
Wow, yeah, I ain't doing that, boy.
That's crazy.
I know what that shave but like. No, like, but I couldn't
just
imagine.
Cleaning yourself is different. So just in short, at least take a water bottle and just shoot some water up there. And then
not douching this booty hole. That's out. There's
you
no
ain't
douches.
Put the water bottle inside, but just because you think that you got it. But what if our tongue is long or something? And then. Oh, I don't want no tits, bro.
Wow.
She's sticking her tongue.
What they doing to you?
I don't know. Well, you
what
know,
is
I really
eating your booty then? Looking the outer?
I don't know. It just feel good. I don't know what she's actually down there doing. Just keep your hands to yourself.
Man, you got to get the knuckles and she rub it up and down when she push it at the walls.
Put your hands behind your head.
What?
Put your hands behind your head. No.
Bro, I'm telling you.
No. You don't get your ass
hit? Nah, this ain't me. This is them.
He's done it before. He's had it done before.
You don't get your ass hit?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I didn't like
but
it.
But that's not your thing.
Yeah, it was not for me.
That's your fire.
You ain't got to get like the wet booty.
I'm just cool.
Next topic.
No, I'm saying you motherfucker. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be to the point where you know motherfuckers just spitting and shit where you feel like you know.
Because that shit annoying. That shit annoying. When your booty too wet, it's annoying. When your booty too wet, it's annoying.
Jesus Christ.
We got that wild.
Y'all will only hear this on Views from the 7. What? Oh my God.
Okay. Y'all always need lube, baby.
That wild, boy. That wild.
Use your acronyms.
And then he keep just punching. I like that. He just
was that a low blow? Now if you just became an acrobat, honey, your legs is up to your chin. Yeah. You want to talk about that too much?
Y'all is wild right now, boy.
His knees were still his chin. He did better than Megan, and he wasn't going that too much. And now you want to talk about why?
I got crying. Oh my God.
And that nigga can breathe, honey.
Oh shit. I mean, man. So, just the water bottle.
Yeah.
Just a water bottle.
Just because respect the person that's preparing you. It takes more. At the end of the day, it just takes more than just a piece of tissue or a piece of towel.
What about a wet wipe though? What about the wet wipe?
At least. Anyway,
put the finger in there is what he's saying.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Rinse the walls, baby. Rinse the walls.
You gotta take the wet wipe and put your finger in there to get it out.
How do you clean your boo boo when you boo boo?
I wipe it and then I fold it and I wipe it and I fold it and I wipe it. Like,
wait, what the fuck?
You take the wet wipe, you wipe it, you fold it, you wipe it again, you fold it, you wipe it again.
How big is this wet wipe?
How many times you fold it?
Wait, by this time you got shit on your finger.
Most definitely got shit on your finger.
And then you wash your hands after you.
Bro, but you know how many times you just folded that wet wipe? You know how big the wet wipe is?
You don't use the part that you already use. What you doing down there?
I don't like wet wipes. They rip on me. So I use regular tissue.
So what was we
I was just talking about hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Cause I
in preparation
just
of
yourself. No, not in not in preparation of. I just wanted to know. Like am I you know
clean your ass.
Cause correctly. He say he really.
So are you taking a bottle of water to the shower next time?
No. Yeah.
It relieves some of your bloating.
Wait. What you said?
You sit in the tub though. You sit in the tub. Y'all talk about the tub thing.
I do sit. I don't. I'm not a shower fan no more.
Huh?
I'm not a shower fan.
Oh, you like baths? So you got that much time?
Yeah. Oh, okay. What?
Oh, so you can't then? Cause you can't like wipe your booty out there and sit in that water. You right?
Oh no.
What you mean?
Like with shower, the water is continuously flowing this way. When you in a tub, you can't like wipe your booty out there and just sit and continue to sit in the doo-doo water.
Wait, what the fuck? That's why you release the water and then you put
as
water
as you clean
back
your
in
eyes.
As I'm washing.
Okay.
This is what I'm telling you to do is over the toilet. Okay, and then you put into the shower.
No, you know what I do want to. I do,
wait.
I do
want
to look into the. Is they called? Yeah, that's wild. He's cleaning his toilet. I thought he was in the shower.
Y'all squat. You go to the gym. Squat over the toilet and put
who's
the
squatting?
Water.
Who's squatting over the toilet?
I'm telling you, you squat at the gym, ain't you? Don't you?
I don't know if no, I go that far. These knees ain't.
Yeah, these knees.
You don't squat with the weight on your shoulder.
Yeah, but I don't
in the
like.
Gym? Y'all be playing.
That's squatting
all the way down.
You squat over the toilet, nigga. You're like you squat the boo boo. So therefore, go ahead and squat, and then just put the water bottle right there by your hole, and just shoot it up a little bit, a little warm water, not too cold, because you don't want to mess up your canal. You understand? So therefore, you just shoot it up a little bit, and then just push it out.
This is education right here.
Absolutely,
push it out.
And this is men that are listening. I'm just trying to tell you again, the women that are preparing you. You know, you may get some more groceries aid. Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah.
Is that how the bidet works?
I have never used one.
I heard they were very nice.
You want one?
I'm thinking about getting it. Would y'all use it though? Would men use that or is that considered gay?
Some hotels actually got them. They
don't
even
consider a man getting his ass a gay.
Absolutely.
But if you get a finger, that's not gay either.
No.
Okay, but if he puts a dildo in it,
Or no, not even a dildo. The balls. The what the you know the anal ball or anal what they call them? Anal beads. There you go. Not anal balls. Anal beads.
No.
No, that's not gay.
So, cause
no, you said no, that's not gay, right?
No, that's none of that's gay to me.
Okay, gotcha. Because it's just a sensation.
I'm like
but if
you,
it's a man putting it in there, then it's different.
What I do, what I since we've been doing this, right? Since we've been doing this, I'm all about breaking the doors down when it comes to these myths and these stereotypes. So I'm as a heterosexual man, I feel like it is our responsibility to have dialogue that most straight men are not having.
I love this. Go talk about it, baby.
So when we get in these positions, it's important to have these conversations because when we get out into the real world, we're still having we wouldn't even get this far because niggas shut that down and be like, and that's gay.
Absolutely.
That's gay. And you're not learning nothing.
You come from Northtown, so you know they.
You come from Northtown.
and don't get it wrong, you know it be them thug niggas and shit too.
The thug niggas be gay?
You act really shocked. I'm asking. Right. You're 37. Yeah, I seen you. How old you been?
I'm 37.
This are you married?
Divorced.
You got kids?
I'm divorced.
You got kids?
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
Shit, 18, 12.
18? What you teaching them?
Bro, I don't fucking know, man. Look, his wife ain't got to the point now where she just be like, fuck it. Kids come in the room, drawers open.
With the dildos out?
They walk in the room right now, they get a lube on the dresser.
Jesus.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
How old are y'all kids?
Grown. We got...
Y'all got a little...
y'all Charles got a little... Lee, yeah. Charles Lee Ray. Other than that, they're older.
I'm not having fun at this party. I want to go home. Don't talk like that at 3 years old.
But yeah, I'm as a
Charlie Ray gonna fuck around with lube on the other kids. Don't let him get a hold of nothing. You fuck around and have lube on your other kids. Y'all done just left it out.
It's coming. Look,
that's
man.
Good that y'all have fun though. That's good.
Absolutely, man. When we first started this, I was like, you know, my triceps was a little, you know, had a little more definition.
You had the horseshoe.
My missionary game was a little better. But now, you know, they disappeared a little bit, you know. So you gotta come up with ways to make up for it. Why these come back, you know. Mm-hmm. I took off 2 weeks, so my missionary game went down like two.
When the triceps come back, you gonna close up shop on all the extras?
Nah, boy, man, white man, we be doing some shit now.
Because I was listening, right? I had tapped out as a part of the conversation that I was listening, and you said that the anal beads.
You tapped out?
Yeah. Cause went past my limit. So
we.
Like, okay.
I don't think. You think you got anal beads?
Surprisingly.
You put anal beads in?
Not for me.
Oh, I thought.
But surprisingly, she tried to graduate, and it was kind of like, I felt that. That's a little too big. You know what I'm saying? You got to relax.
She tried to graduate on the buddy.
To graduate like on some snake shit.
She tried to put another one. Like,
goddamn, I feel
graduate
good.
To what? What you trying to graduate to?
It was
what?
It was one of them glass jokers.
You should have put a glass joker in you?
Nigga. One of them booty cheeks clenched up so that's too big.
Hold
that's
up.
Too big.
Wait.
Graduate
they got different sizes.
Wait, you went from the finger to the
She tried to do that.
She
be on some sneak shit sometimes. You
because
know what I'm saying?
Legs be back, so it
when
be
a nigga be,
open.
Hey man, when a nigga be in euphoria, you know what I'm saying? She try to pull some sneak shit. You know what I mean? And because you know we got some shit right now that.
But can we talk to her? Can she ask her a question? Because I got a question.
Pick the mic
up. Just pass your mic. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They broke it, but you pick that up.
Because I have a question.
Is it on?
Is it on?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's on.
Because as a woman, so still, with your man's legs back in the air and you trying to add something bigger to his asshole, that turns you on?
Yeah.
Why? Or what is it? What about it turns
like,
you on? But let's talk about it.
I think it's
like, are you
let's talk,
at it,
let's
like,
talk about it.
I think that before we even started, no, honestly, you're so stupid.
Nigga, all the
generations missing right here.
Nigga, what is
before
going
we
on?
Started like, you know, it, you know, venturing out and trying different things. I had looked up on it and I'm like, okay, well, I want to give
really?
Him like the best orgasm that I could possibly give
there
him.
There you go. I know so, that's right. Because what you ain't doing the next one will. Go ahead, continue.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try that. And then it's just something about it for me, you know, to have
see
him,
run
that, to
from
have
you.
Him in that state. He's a little bit more vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
And then,
you have
like,
to be.
I'm turned on by the fact that you're trusting me
yes,
to even
talk
go
about
there
it,
with
girl.
You. So, I mean.
Yeah.
But
me
if
and your legs
no.
is in the air, yeah. okay? At that time, I'm sorry, my nigga. You're not the leader.
So the homie been a lab rat in the household. Is
no,
what you just saying?
Not a lab rat. Not at all. Okay. No, not at all. Not just saying, like, you know, like he said, we've been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 8 years. So it's like, after a while, you keep doing the same thing. It's like, okay, well, let's look into some other stuff.
Yeah, you're not just going to eat everybody's ass. Like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
right, I get it.
I wasn't even, what we've been doing is, what, three years?
3 years.
Yeah. 3 years. So I wasn't, I was completely against anything back there
mm-hmm.
when we first started. Because
you don't know about it, and that's how the world teaches you, right?
And my man's right here graduated.
He ain't graduated. Well, he has.
He graduated me to it. So I was like, hey, man, let me
wait,
try
he,
this.
He cohort shit?
No, it was more so like, he was the. I think he was the only one into it at the time.
Which is surprising because, mm-hmm. you know, it's like.
You got to tap back in, man. You back in. They tagging
I'm
you.
I'm listening. I am a fan at this point. I am listening to this conversation. Boy.
What?
This motherfucker went up or not.
See, I don't want to put too much of our business out here. But more recently, you know, we've been trying different stuff. Okay. Right? And there was something that we tried that took her to a level that I had never seen. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. Hey, okay.
And did that excite you?
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna cut that short.
Because okay. it wasn't a situation where I felt like I was in competition with something. Like, you know what I mean? I'm bringing this to our mm-hmm. to our room. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I'm bringing this into our life in our life. So when I seen her in that position, like, God damn.
Mm.
Now, I wasn't thinking about no glass dick, but maybe she was. But I was like, damn, this is cool. You know what I mean?
Can we be honest about how, like, it wasn't no big, like.
That motherfucker was big.
For you, because you've never been.
Well, yeah, no, sometimes when you got a really boo-boo and you constipated and you push it out and it'd be a little thing and you thought it was bigger than what it was.
Nigga,
it wasn't big like that. Like, I wouldn't do nothing like that.
That pressure there was something different.
Just bite the pillow.
But relax. I did respect you. You know, like when you said, like, hey, you know, babe, that's too much. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. We'll try it another day. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she's not. She ain't kidding. But as a woman, it still turns.
She's not kidding.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes,
okay.
It did
because I didn't know if that would emasculate a man to you.
Absolutely.
By
not.
Them doing
no. that.
Okay.
But I mean, I think that's that amazing. That probably has a lot to do with how I am sexually, like, you know, I'm free as far as, like, you know, what I like or whatever. And I don't put limitations on him because I don't think that that's fair to do so. Mm. So,
I like her. We got to go to lunch. I got to talk to her.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
She might teach you some new tricks.
I told
after lunch?
I told Ivan. now. Now I did tell Ivan that now we just invested because I'm not a masturbator. I cannot get into it. What so fucking ever. So
these conversations are wild.
Wifey and she bought me like a little pocket pussy.
Oh, you got one now? I don't like those.
It was okay.
It's like a mouth.
You got the one with like the butt on it or?
Pussy lips.
Yeah.
It was all right. Too loose. It was a white pussy. It was too loose.
Y'all got some?
Shout out.
No, but you kind of started like going into like, it's multiple or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got all of this. Oh. It looks like, it's like.
Hold on, baby. What's your sex life like?
Mediocre.
Is it a lie?
It's mediocre.
Is it a lie?
But you don't do nothing.
It's mediocre.
Oh.
He don't do
nothing.
I I'm good with that. I ain't like this stuff.
He ain't putting that. He ain't putting them fingers in nobody's booty.
Oh, no,
oh, these fingers and definitely winning some butt.
What? Well, you scratched them walls up. So, out of line. Definitely. Graffiti on them walls, boy. God
definitely.
Damn. But I invested it. It was, I mean, it was cool. Too loose. You know how you like, you know how you fucking something and you
bought
like,
it and it was loose already?
I know, huh? But you know how you fucking something, you just don't feel nothing?
Was it used? Y'all got it from Amazon?
Come on, man. What the
No, I didn't get it from Amazon.
But no. the vibrating and all that was A1. It was just the pussy sensation. Nigga, what you doing?
I'm listening. You have my focus, my nigga, because I am genuinely interested in everything that's going on. I promise.
Nah, just, you know, I told you at the thing. I was like, man, wifey got me a pocket pussy.
But it was, we only used it one time. So I think that, just like, you know, with the other thing that we tried, the other toy, that at first I didn't really like it. I was like, I don't know about that. And then,
was it like the remote control thing to where you wear the panties and it can...
It's like that shit fun as hell. Type of thing. So it has like the attachments on it.
The remote control. She got the pen to use remote control.
Yeah.
All so, the time.
Yeah, it's a penetrating machine. So like you.
A Sibian?
I don't know. It's a sex machine where you put the attachments on there. And
a Sibian. Y'all got one of them.
Oh, you know the names.
He know the name by company.
The OnlyFans girls, they use them a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you subscribe?
No. The first time I went to the Green Door, it was somebody putting on the show.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, you go to the green door. So you're open, but not open. Okay. I got to work on you.
when y'all going to lunch? Y'all going to lunch, man? If y'all want these like lunch recommendations, because I don't know. Okay, just spotlight off me.
That's what we gonna do. This shit got wild.
I think the only reason why you didn't like really, really enjoy it was because it was the first time.
No, it was too
and
much
it was like, you know, it was different. And you're not into masturbating, so you probably were uncomfortable.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the anal toy.
No, about no, we'll get back no, to that no, too. I'm talking about the pocket thing. Said,
so you sat there and watched him masturbate?
No, I used it on him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the sleeve thing.
It's like a...
It looked like a big-ass tube with a pussy
like
on the front.
No, but it looks kind of like a bullet. Like, I don't know. It's like a big, like, cylinder, and it goes into, like, a cone-shaped type of thing. I don't know. And then it vibrates, so...
Oh, it vibrates.
Oh, it vibrates, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you want all the bells on
wheels. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So...
Hey, man, this is what this is all about, man.
And the glass. So, the glass...
That was for her, but she got a little too excited.
She overstepped the boundaries.
It just wasn't the time.
It wasn't.
You said something about the anal beads, like not being. So that's something you're interested in trying at some point.
No, but I don't see a man, because I unlike you know you fellas in here, I have felt what an
finger
a prostate orgasm.
I felt.
Okay.
I know how intense that is.
Okay.
I do too.
Touche, my brother. But so for a man to use it, it I wouldn't deem that as being gay. Like it is very vulnerable. Put you in a very, very vulnerable position. You know, you can't go out and just say, "Nigga, I just had a fucking prostate massage." You can't walk outside. We can't walk outside and say that shit. I'm just one of them niggas be like, nigga, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But
so does it make you feel less of a man?
No.
To your boys?
No.
But you don't feel like you can come to your boys and well shit, you're on the radio now.
The day after no, was it a couple days after it happened. Are you I spoke about it on our next show.
Like immediately. Mm-hmm. He spoke about it.
So if I got to be the test dummy, because I know unfortunately it's a lot of brothers out there that's not living, that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that ain't doing none of that. If I got to be the test dummy, shit's so fucking big. I remember how I looked at you when you first said I like my ass ate.
Yeah,
I remember that look.
I don't hear a lot of men saying that. Are y'all coming to my topic party?
We will be there.
Okay, because I'm gonna bring this up. about men getting their ass ate.
We will get. We
and
will.
I want a demonstration.
Tutorial. We'll give you a tutorial.
Hey, yeah, and nigga, wait, nigga, don't volunteer my booty hole. What are you talking about?
Wait, no, just show him the arch.
Oh, the arch. Okay, yeah.
That's all I want you
so
to
when
do.
You so when you bring this up at the topic party, you gonna look at us like,
yeah, because y'all the men. Because I want to ask the men that question because most men on top on GP gonna be like, nah, 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 bro, yeah. I don't do that, nah, yeah. Nah. The fuck, what that gay shit? Nah, that's you, Mr. Jeremy. Nah, nah, nah. No.
Definitely.
I'm never as confident as y'all two are standing here in this room. I've never, outside of Tank, say this. I've
outside of never Tank.
Heard men say this. So yeah. I respect y'all. And I don't think that y'all are gay. You know what I'm saying? So I really respect that.
Yeah. That's
so what, I commend you for speaking that, yeah. Doing that. I can't even do that position in this shit. Positions, don't get me wrong. All right, baby, you can twist me up like liquor, yeah. Trying to call me Twizzler. You understand? Get me twisted. You understand? Like,
who brought that bell here?
Hey, this shit. Bro, I was watching. Today, I was watching his shows.
My rant.
And those are shows. Oh, amazing shows, by the way. And wifey walked in as I was watching, and I said, man, I love his energy. And then at first it hit me, and I ain't catch on to it. Then I heard boom. I start zoning in, and boom. I said, this shit is fucking genius. And by the grace of God, he hit me up, and I said, man, I was just watching your show. And I said, you got to bring that fucking bell.
Usually I have a fan, too, but I left it in my mama's house, so I popped the fan.
Yeah, the black fan?
The purpose of the bell, for people that don't know, the purpose of the bell is when you get that powerful point, ding, and that shit is gotta fucking resonate.
Genius.
You understand? Yeah. They got to settle like
that's genius, though. That's genius.
Well, thank God. Yeah. They do call me that, too.
So, Grand Jeremy, where did you get, where was your start? How did you get to this point?
Everything started 11 years ago in my apartment. And it started as just a topics. I worked so much. I had two jobs and I kept busy. So it was like, well, my apartment's decorated. I want to have people over. Had people over for some cocktails and went great. Then I was like, okay, that was boring. Now let me have y'all over for topics because I think all the time.
This is a fact.
So then I had people come over, and then lo and behold, like within that year, and that's when Facebook was really starting. So that's when I had people lining up down my hallways of my apartment. Mind you, I had like a 1.5-bedroom apartment, but we packed in there. And then again, I'm just the type, you can only have so many people in your house because that's spirits. You understand? So then I said, if I get a venue, will y'all support it? A year later, that's what they did. But and then it just grew from there. And then, but with the desserts, I always baked a sweet potato pie. And when you go to someone's house, you never go empty-handed. So that would be my tradition. And I'm not Southern, but I'm from Southern Nevada is what I call it. But my older generation from Texas, Louisiana, so visiting them every summer and as a youth, I used to see different things. So, you know, you just keep upon, you just catch on different traditions. So I would do that, and I had some entrepreneur friends come from Dallas, and I gifted them a pie. And they were like, well, how much is it? I was like, it's free. That's when they told me, people pay for what they want.
This is a fact.
And I was like, this is well, a fact. No, it's just, and they said, people pay for what they want. Put a dollar in my pies used to be $6, I believe, $6 or $7. And I was slinging them through the hallways, grocery stores, parking lots, all that. People were getting them, and I just mixed the two, and then it grew. But the biggest thing that I tell everyone as we end, remain consistent. Consistency is key. That's when people will respect you. Even if people ain't supporting you, if you still remain there where ain't nobody there, you still there. And you're still, just like the white pages. What was it called? The phone book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? That was always a staple. Oh, I better talk to y'all. That was always a staple because you always knew where you can go back to get your resource.
Absolutely.
So that's what I am, and that's what you have to be. You have to be a staple in your business to where people know. If I know I want this now, when people mention sweet potato pie, when I get all these tags on Facebook, when they say, well, I need a sweet potato pie, I get all these tags. I'm like, wow. I used to get mad when people would see me at Blue Martini on the dance floor. You the sweet potato pie? You the pie man. But at the end of the day, y'all recognize me from my brand. Why? Because I was consistent. So anybody that, what y'all do, no matter how long y'all do podcasts, if ain't nobody listening, y'all got 5 views or whatever, keep on going. People going to listen to you. You understand?
Absolutely. I heard.
So remain true. The mountain can stay there, but you can go around it.
God damn. All
bar.
Right.
That's a bar right there.
How do you...
I got more bars than a jungle gym, baby.
How do you...
The pimp can't take no joke, either.
How do you... The entrepreneurial mindset, do you ever turn it off?
I don't. There used to be, and it's funny you asked that, because I just had a conversation with my best friend. Years ago, I used to be able to sleep in on Saturdays and Sundays. Sleep in, I don't know what that is. Like, my mind is literally up at 5, 6 in the morning. Like, I don't even need an alarm clock, really, because my mind is still thinking about, bam, my event is not until June 26th. I'm already thinking about floor plans. I need this, I need that, I need that. You understand? A month and, what, a week away or whatever, but I'm already in advance, so it shouldn't turn off. If it does, that's a problematic. That's problematic.
Mm. How do you balance it, though?
Time management. Time management is very important. I do so much. Before I came here, I got potatoes on the stove right now boiling and stuff. I had peat pies and the thing, but they're on a cook timer so they can come off. But I'm strategically. When we scheduled this, I told you I got that, that, that.
Yep, yep.
But as I'm at work, I got to get off at this time so I can go here and I can go. That's how I am.
That's
everything is just time management. My life, when people say, oh, well, can I go with you? I'm busy, but it's not like I'm busy like that. My life is so structured to where it's just planned. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But that's how it has to be. That's how I set it up for my success.
That's a skill.
It is.
That's a tough skill to acquire.
It is.
But I'm in the game 11 years. So when people ask, how'd you gain your following? It wasn't overnight. I really don't know how I did it.
Yeah.
I just kept doing me.
I
stayed
that.
In my lane.
God damn.
Did you feel any kind of heat when Patty and her tribe went like nationwide?
I did not, because I stayed in my lane. That was hers. I can't throw shade to someone else that's doing it. She don't know me.
Right.
Now, she was my customer, and all of a sudden, you know, she don't know me. I'm trying to get to where she's at. Recently, I got into a blessing came or whatever. It was very great. But they asked me who was my competition, and I did throw them out, but I also told them, at the end of the day, there's several different ways on how to make a bed. It's not just one.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
So she can make hers her way, I can make mine, and that's okay. We all can eat.
Right.
But I'm going to respect her, disrespect me. James Wright, he still did a thing for me, but you know, you're still under your legalities and stuff like that. But I know, at the end of the day, what I do is organic. And it's not just for money, and that's why I feel like I keep winning. And I'm all about
fucking authenticity will always win.
Always. Where did you get your recipe from? Was it passed down?
It was not.
I get
asked that a lot.
Really?
It was not.
Okay.
Even coming against some family members and stuff like that. Oh, you need to give credit to why?
Okay.
I did what I do as I pay homage. So
absolutely.
I was in, I went to Texas to visit my great-grandmother. So
yeah.
Seeing her and seeing my Aunt Julia in the kitchen, seeing my grandmother, Medea, who's from Louisiana, you know, just seeing them make different things.
Mm-hmm.
I was just I didn't play a lot as a kid. I was with the adults. I was watching Young and the Restless.
Right.
You know.
Me too.
So
God,
I was with my great-grandmama watching, doing that stuff, Price is Right, all of that.
Yeah.
So therefore, I wasn't in a child's place. I was always there.
Yeah.
So even looking at how I host things, because I'm a host. So my great grandmother in Texas used to host dinner parties. You know, we don't do that nowadays, but they would decorate. They had the covered patio and have 10 different tables, and that's when they smoked their cigarettes. And, you know, but she hosted, put out the china and the red dishes. That's the shit I do now. So, but I had to stop and think, like, wow, I'm mimicking my dad.
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't take anybody's recipe. I just learned, I tried, and I experimented. I added this. I would see recipes, and I'd be like, man, let me perfect it my way.
Yeah.
So that's how I learned my way in the kitchen.
So have you been accused of stealing somebody's recipe before?
I have never been accused, no.
Okay.
If it don't fit, it must have quit.
Mm.
But I think that when you do bake or when you cook, you do make your recipes your own. You know what I mean?
You do.
Like,
you have to.
You have to. Like, even if you are, like you said, if you're reading a recipe or something like that, you're always going to throw something extra in it. So it does kind of, you know, it does become yours.
And that's how you make it yours.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about condoms.
We clearly.
Oh, okay.
Sharp left, didn't he?
You know,
that's that Tito's.
You use Mac when I used to fuck around. I would use Magnums because I knew I wasn't big enough for Magnums, and it was gonna get lost in her.
What?
So when her boyfriend come back and he find it, he knew it wasn't me.
So she was just gonna keep the condom in her. She was just gonna keep it in there.
Hey, I mean, no, I mean, her boyfriend was gonna find it.
That's not a thing. That is not a thing.
So, you know,
that is, it wouldn't not be me happening. What?
Yeah. As much as I want to never live, know where shit's gonna go.
Come on, talk that to me, Ivan.
As much as I want to let him die on this ledge alone.
Is that a thing?
So you've been somewhere and a female pulled a whole condom out of her?
Y'all just leaving condoms in people.
Like if,
and she didn't even like get up and be like, "Where's the condom?" Or she didn't want to see it. None of that.
I mean, if it's lost, it's lost. Like,
I didn't know where it was. I just was like, the condom came off. I'll find it later. Let me get you home. And then when I got home, she was like, nigga, you left this condom in me. Like, oh, that's where it was at. Okay,
oh,
my fault.
Oh, my God.
Like, Magnums are like the pro club of
condoms. This happens for real.
Yeah, that really happened for me.
So you don't fit Magnums?
Mm. Absolutely not.
You said that so proud.
What?
Okay.
Well, look, I don't even
let's go ahead and end the show, baby.
I'm all right with that. End the show, baby. I'm all right with, look.
Okay.
It's the motion in the ocean.
Absolutely.
Bingo. Bingo.
Absolutely.
Bingo.
That's right. Talk about it, baby. Oh, well.
Absolutely.
So there was something else you said earlier in the show that I never addressed. You said, you know what women want. What is that?
We don't have time. Y'all have to book me next time, okay?
Give us an abridged version.
I said what I said.
And a who?
Abridged.
Well, you know, it was about 6.7 on the TI scale.
I try. I do.
As I said, I was raised around a lot of women. Okay. So I heard a lot of women issues. I seen a lot of their hurts. I heard a lot of their pains.
Okay.
So therefore, I learned what not to do and what to do.
Yeah.
So,
and that's genuine, you know, like but then still being in their position and me, in a sense, yearning for what they want. So how can I contradict that? So therefore, I really know, because we want the same damn thing. Mm. So therefore, if I'm with a woman, I'm going to finesse you with eating your pussy like you ain't never had an ate before. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Mm.
I make you want to pull your own goddamn track out of your lace front. Okay, go back to your beautician. I pay for it. How about it?
I like
but
that
right
confidence.
Now, I'm gonna get it.
I heard that.
I like that confidence.
We are here. We that's a conversation that needs to be had. Like, we do use women to masturbate.
Hmm.
You do what?
A lot of us men, we do use women to masturbate.
To masturbate?
Yeah, like we use women to get our shit off, but not necessarily
not
pleasure
to please,
them.
Not to please the woman. No,
that's a whole nother. Because I definitely see him doing that.
Wait, why are you going to do that?
No,
what I do?
Kind of admit
it,
but that one.
What?
With that being said, where can they find you at, man? Where can the people find you?
Branding is key. Mr. Grand Jeremy. Or you can go to www.mrgrandjeremy.com. And I am having a pop-up shop this Saturday at DB's Cajun Kitchen. So, again, I have that fresh, smooth, creamy, no lumps, no strings, the buttery crust. Go ahead and get it. www.mrgrandjeremy.com.
How much is these cookies I keep hearing about?
I need to buy some right now.
Only $5 a bag. And it's 6 cookies in a bag.
Yeah,
and I also have pecan cookies. I don't know if y'all like nuts.
I do.
I had no comeback for that. That shit hit me, bro. I couldn't even reflex to that shit.
He be throwing them in there like,
hey, that's fucking amazing.
Shit.
When I talk about,
because I'm on a roll.
I want to. I genuinely want to commend you.
Thank you.
Not just because of who you are. I wish you all the success in the world. But I have never, in the 3 years that we've been doing this, I have never witnessed someone come in here and go bar for bar with us.
Never.
Really? What you mean?
Never.
Never.
Oh, no, he's shooting this shit. He throwing them in there,
this
boy.
Like when I had y'all stuck and stuff like that. Like, that's what you mean?
Yeah, you throwing them motherfuckers
usually,
in there.
Usually, because this is how we are.
Like a small window.
This is how we are. There is always going to, in every Views from the 7 episodes you have, there's going to be something said that's going to completely throw you off track. Oh. And your comebacks have been A1. Well prepared. Well fucking prepared.
Well, I got to record that. Say that again, baby.
Well prepared. I can say you were legit the first one to go bar for bar with Views from the Seven.
I know for sure I'm only buying sweet potato them cookies. Not the ones with the
not the pecan.
Nah, that's out.
Wait, how many?
That's out.
No nuts for you?
No, not the way he threw it in there.
I need $30.
The way he snuck them in there.
Yeah. $30 worth. Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, we're here trying to place orders.
Hell yeah. As always, man, you can find the podcast pages on Twitter at Views from the 7, on Instagram at Views from the _7, and on Facebook for however many of you still use Facebook. Views from the 7. You can find me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. It's JUS Call Me Spence, SPENC. Fellas, where can they find y'all at?
Young Al Bundy on Twitter and Instagram. YUNG_Al_Bundy.
SkinnyJr777 on Instagram. Cole7 on YouTube. KODESE7EN. View7 Network.
And we up out of here. Peace.